It's the Midweek Roundup.
Wednesday's Roundup brought to you by Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass AG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Julie Karen State Farm. Today, it's Hanko or Facto. Hank's got the questions, and Phil, he's got the final say on whether it's fact or something cooked up over a cup of bad coffee. Confidence?
Absolutely.
Accuracy?
That's where things get adventurous.
Play along and see if you can outguess Phil, because the truth is out there, and Phil is doing his best to find it. Wednesday's Roundup, where Factos, Hankos, and Phil
all collide.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Rawhide.
Eh, that's enough.
Oops, sorry.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Did you do anything fun last night, Philip?
Not really. No, not that I can think of other than, you know, kind of cleaned around in my man cave a little bit. Still got to get down so I can vacuum one of these days.
Good luck, buddy.
Working on that.
Are you still hauling things back and forth?
Yeah.
Have you opened up another storage shed yet?
Just one so far.
Just one.
Yeah.
So anyway, very sad day yesterday at WRCO.
Why was that?
Well, the Firestone was... the Blackstone, I'm sorry.
Somebody picked up the grill.
Yes. So we can't use that anymore.
Too bad. Yeah, that was one of the grace items that somebody bought, and it was still sitting here yesterday, and I know you were hopeful that they were going to forget it was here, and you were going to use it.
Yeah,
but
it's
they
a very
it
sad
up.
Day.
So
that was the last of our items that we had here.
Took away your temptations.
It did. So very well deserved, though. Anyway.
Yeah.
But that's my sadness. The hamburgers that I have apparently are not going to get cooked.
Well, you can...
We can put them in the air fryer.
You can make your own grill.
Yeah,
you know,
I appreciate
it. All you need is some blocks and an old refrigerator grate.
Yes.
Throw some coals down. Bang. There you go. But
I like just like regular old oak wood underneath there.
Oak wood?
Oh, yes. Chunk wood instead of charcoal.
We don't have that around here.
We can... Maybe Simpsons can let us go over there and chop a tree down or something.
Prickly ash?
Yeah, prickly ash. A little bit of poison oak as
well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, anyway.
Who knows? Maybe that'll flavor your steak even more.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Your question of the day, who would you hate to see naked, Phil?
Oh, my goodness. Why do you do that to me?
That's the question.
Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, Jabba the Hutt, yeah.
Oh, boy, I don't know. That's not good.
I know mine.
The other one would be you.
That was mine.
Yeah.
I would hate to see myself naked.
Not
good, Phil.
Not good. Not good.
You might be from Arkansas, Phil, if you own more extension cords than you do at kitchen utensils. That word blunder is... speaking of word blunders, Phil,
kitchen extensils. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You own more... extension cords than kitchen utensils. Yeah, that word blunder is brought to you by J&J Salvage and Boscobel.
Very good.
Yeah,
do you have a lot of extension cords?
I do, actually.
Yeah. You just never know.
Bet you I have 1,000 feet.
Well, that way, if you go camping, you know, you can run the drop cord and you can still have TV.
All the way, yeah.
TV and...
Gotta have the TV.
Internet and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if you're going to really rough it.
Yeah, you got to rough that.
Uh-huh.
You won't see me in a tent. I guarantee you that.
Not anymore.
Uh-uh. Nope, not worth it.
We used to.
I did too.
When the kids were low.
When the kids were low, we
did a lot of that. And every time it was a drought breaker, because we'd put up a tent and there'd be 4 inches of rain.
Yes.
And we'd just be like soaked, and you know, you leave your shoes outside the tent, and everything's got water, and it's like, boy,
I'm ready to go home.
What a mess!
Yeah, after you set the tent, I'm done.
Yeah, right. So, oh well.
But anyway,
what do you do, Hank?
We're starting a new segment today, Philip.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's called Hanked on Phonics.
Hanked on Phonics.
So what you're gonna do is that I get a word every Wednesday, and I have to try to pronounce it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Here
is the first Hanked on Phonics.
Right there.
Okay, it is Worcestershire.
You're close.
What is it?
Yeah.
It's
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire?
Worcestershire.
That's not Worcester sauce?
Well, that's what everybody calls it, but it's Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Mm-hmm. Can you just hand me the sauce in there, not the soy sauce, please?
Some people say Worcestershire, which is not right. Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. There you go.
Worcestershire.
Right.
Really?
Sauce.
I have a rough time with just the shire. If you,
well, it does look like shire, that's for sure.
So it's shire. Thanks a lot, Bill.
There you go.
Yeah, I appreciate that, buddy.
Nice job. Woo-hoo! Nice job.
Yeah, that little segment needs has a sponsor.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Maybe we could get Worcestershire to sponsor that.
We'll get that one sauce that's not soy in there.
Give him a call.
Give me that sauce that starts with a W.
Yeah. How about a Heinz 57?
I love Heinz 57.
Yeah, I haven't had it for a long time.
Yeah, very, very good sauce. I like that.
Got to get me some of that.
Yeah. My dad gets upset with me when he'll grill these big old steaks. And my dad's a great griller. Great. And I'll ask for A1 sauce or something like that. And what are you putting sauce on your steak? Oh, if it's don't even eat it. If it's you just ruin the steak. And I look at him and I say, you know what, Dad? How do you like your steak? He goes, I like to eat it this way. And I said, I like to eat my steak this way.
There you go.
He doesn't like it.
Boy.
That or putting cream in my coffee. He doesn't like that
either.
No. Oh. That's not coffee. You might as well just drink some kind of...
Be a man and have black coffee.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's too bad. No, but I agree with you. I'm a sauce person.
I like it. I like it.
I don't care. And that's probably... Maybe that's not so good for you, especially, you know, if you put a whole... blob on there all the time.
Right, and I don't put a whole blob on all the time. Yeah. I like the little...
I like to dip
yes.
things.
Heinz 57 sauce is really, really good on pork and chicken.
Oh.
So...
There you go.
Yeah, really good.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway.
I put soy sauce in everything.
So, if you take chicken breast and you have an air fryer, right?
All right.
So I put a little bit of... It's a sauce that it has a little bit of vinegar and stuff in the very bottom, and then on the top of it, you put Heinz 57. So what the vinegar and stuff does keeps the chicken moist, keeps the taste, and then the Heinz 57 just, oh.
There you go.
My goodness. Cooking with Hank here on Wednesday.
We're not even cooking with Hank.
I know, here. U.S. horses competing in in horse events at the 2024.
Equestrian?
Equestrian. U.S. horses competing in the equestrian events at the 2024 Paris Olympics were flown there on a plane called Air Horse One.
Air Horse One. it sounds crazy enough, but I think it might be right. I say it's true.
It's a bunch of hands.
Oh!
Knee! Well, there's a plane called Air Horse One. It did not transport any of the... Paris Olympic horses.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that'd be a big plane.
Yeah, in the same decade, Davy Crockett was killed at the Alamo. The Eiffel Tower was opened to the public in Paris, France.
I don't think that coincides.
Yeah, you're right. That's a bunch of Hanko. Davy died in 1835, and the Eiffel Tower was completed in 1889. It's a tall tale.
That is a tall tale. All right.
Yeah. Breathing the air in, what's that word there? Mumbai?
Mumbai, I believe.
Mumbai? Breathing the air in Mumbai, India, for just one day is equivalent to smoking 2.5 packs of cigarettes.
I would say that's probably true.
It is true and very scary.
it is. Well, you know, when we had the wildfire smoke.
Oh, my goodness.
When it was at the worst, yeah. I heard that from a couple of people where... parts of southeastern Wisconsin, it was all about smoking 6 packs or something like that.
Really? It was horrible.
You're out in it very long.
Yeah.
So.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
The first U.S. The first U.S. official 1 cent coin in circulation said, mind your business instead of God we trust. It's crazy enough.
I think it might be true.
It is.
Mind your business.
Yeah. The so-called Fugo cent, F-U-G-I-O, Fugo cent, was also known as the Franklin Mind Your Business cent, was first minted by the Congress in 1787. We can't make heads or tails of it, though, Phil.
I bet that's a collectible coin.
I bet it is. Yeah. I wonder how much that, because they're out there.
Yeah.
Love to see one of
them. Wow.
The first workplace hard hats were used by 5th century Romans to protect their tin and coal miners.
I don't think they were invented yet.
You're right, Philip. It's a bunch of Hanko. The workplace hard hat was invented in 1919 by Edward Bullard, who realized the safety benefits of World War I military helmet could be shared with domestic workers. Hats off to Edward.
Hats off.
Yeah.
There you go.
Lightning is 5 times hotter than the sun.
I think I've heard that before. I think
it
that's
is
true.
It is true, Phil. It is. Plants grow larger and more quickly when watered with warm water than those watered with cold water.
I'll say it's facto.
It's a bunch of facto. It is, Phil. So you're going to, now what I've just done, Phil's going to make you, or June's going to make you go out with warm water and water the garden.
Yeah, she probably will.
She probably will.
Uh-huh.
It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And think
what I have to go through.
Thanks to you, Scott. You're so beat up. Jaws was the first movie to earn $100 million.
That is true.
It is true. Yeah,
it was
the
first summer blockbuster.
Was it really?
Yes. And what they used to do is summer was kind of, they always looked at it as a wasteland for movies because they figured, oh, people are out doing other things. They're not going to go to the theaters. So they would release kind of maybe some of their weaker movies.
Right.
And they released Jaws and it took off. And then, of course, lots of them followed. Star Wars came out a couple of years later. And that was even bigger.
So, yeah. So, yeah. But, it's kind of amazing because in the summertime, like in the South, you want to go see a movie for a couple hours, get out of the heat.
Air conditioning.
Yeah. So, all right. Here's one more here.
All right.
Women apologize on an average of 5.2 times a day, while men apologize only 3.6 times a day.
I think it's the other way around.
Nope, that's true.
Is it true?
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Hmm. Yeah. So that's facto.
That's a bunch of facto.
Not Hanko.
It's not Hanko.
All right. Interesting.
Hawaii moves 4 inches towards Japan every year.
I'll say that's true.
It is.
Wow.
Very true.
Wow. Interesting.
I got one more.
You're just full of knowledge today.
A live-action movie of The Simpsons is currently in production featuring Adam Sandler as Homer Simpson, Kristen Wiig as Marge Simpson, and Will Ferrell as Ned Flanders.
I've not heard about that. I'm going to say that's Hanko.
It is. It takes two to lie, one to lie, and one to listen. Homer Simpson.
Yeah, absolutely.
I tell you, that boy ain't right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope you have an awesome day. And it's humid out there. It's still foggy. It was really foggy on 193 from connecting 80 to 61 or 60. So be careful, please.
Well, we're glad you made it.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Are you, though? And now you just...
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, come out the same door you came in, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to help you out.
Have a great day, sir.
Don't you come in.
Yep.
Have a good one.